Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. And tonight I'm going to speak about a subject that's very near to me, and that is restoring freedom in America. The government of the United States is out of control of the American people. It no longer serves us as a people. And, you know, many people say, what can I do? What can I do to get our freedoms back? Well, there's a solution. You know, you can, you know, safely and lawfully stop, you know, funding the IRS and the deep states and free up your funds to restore freedom, as well as bring prosperity to your family and yourself and America as a whole. So with that, folks, I'm going to start. First, I'm going to open up another tab, which I got to do in this presentation, which is an overview of everything we got going on here. Let me start recording. Let me get my favorite Freedom book out, The Late Great Urban Schiff's The Federal Mafia. Well, you can read this book online. It's fun reading. I really like Urban Schiff's style of writing. It's kind of fun. Well, the stuff he has is very antiquated compared to what we know now, but it was a great start of information back in the old days. So with that, let's start momentarily and start in a minute.
Three, two, one.
We'll start momentarily. Technical issues.
Three, two, one.
Hi, my friend. I'm Paymon Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I'm going to share with you in this presentation how you can restore freedom and prosperity for you and your family and all of Americans lawfully and safely. Yes, how you can lawfully and safely stop funding the IRS and the deep state and restore freedom and prosperity to you and your family. So with that, let's go. By the way, before I continue, let me remind you, folks, that Freedom Law School is having the first Let's Go Brandon Rally in Brandon, Florida, April 1st through 4th. It's going to be a great event with lots, 18 great speakers. Here's a partial list of them you see, folks, on our website. More of them, so go there, check it out. And I look forward to seeing you, meeting you in person at this great event in Brandon. Is a suburb as part of Tampa, Florida, by the way. So with that, let's go to our website. If you've not done so, Freedom Law School has shown you that, based on U.S. government's own official legal website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay federal income tax.
Hey,
Mom, yes?
You need to restart it because you put a time, you put a rally announcement in the presentation.
What's wrong with that? That's what we're going to do, right?
No, it's a recorded presentation. It's going to go on YouTube for all time, right?
Okay, that's right. I'll start again, guys. Yeah, that's right. But for the live audience, folks, just before we restart again, you all saw the Let's Go Brandon rally coming up. And, folks, this is an event that you definitely want to be there in person. If you cannot be there, you can get the watch it streaming online. Let's Go BrandonRally.org. Go to the website. The tickets are available there for streaming or live in person. 4 days, up to 3.5 days of events. You can provide the food for you if you want lunch and dinner or not. It's totally up to you. Very many options are available to you in the free state of Florida. You can be free, breathe free, folks, in Florida. So come down, get away from the common states you may be living in, and have a good time with us. So with that, for the live audience, let's go to the actual presentation and we start again. Hello, my friends. I'm going to show you in this presentation how to restore American freedom and prosperity to your family, you, and all of America lawfully and safely. But following the law on government's own official websites, stop funding the IRS and the deep state, and get all the support and help that you want and need to feel extra safe, secure, with peace of mind. If you've not been to our website at livefreenow.org, you want to do that. That's your first stop. Where at Freedom Law School's website, you will see that based on U.S. government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And you've seen the proof of that in this short 10-minute video right here. If you have not done this, you should start your journey of freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now at this video that puts you at a few more short videos. Some of you have gone further, gone to under education materials, and you've seen the page on dangers of filing income tax returns, and the IRS is mostly bluff pages. Very important education is that you need to know, be familiar with, because folks, truly 1040 income tax forms are extremely dangerous to your freedom. And IRS truly is mostly bluff. You just didn't know that until you watch these pages and these videos of Freedom Law School. But let's suppose you've done that. What comes next? Okay. Well, the next thing you should know is about where your tax dollars go, because we don't need the income tax. You see, most people believe that we got to have income tax for society to exist, all the benefits we get, but that is not true. You see, folks, you see under our education materials tab why we do not need the income tax menu item, and it tells you here's why we do not need the income taxes. Of course, after seeing this wonderful cartoon that those who pay tribute to the beast worship the beast, and that's what you're doing. When you are giving money to the IRS, that's your God. In the old days, people give to church for God. Nope, God has been replaced, sadly, with it's really Satan, IRS. Okay? So in these three short videos on this page, you'll see that without income tax, how will we pay for roads, military, police, firefighters, and schools? Well, the fact is very simple, that the roads, police, schools, firefighters, water, all the utilities that you enjoy have nothing to do whatsoever with your federal income tax dollars. Our military could be far smaller and still plenty to protect us from any foreign invaders. And so in this video right here, that issue is covered in more detail for you. And you see in this other video that your income tax dollars are recklessly wasted. Yes, trillions of YMR are being wasted by the United States government. And worse than that, after this video, go down and see this other video that shows you that your income tax dollars are used to commit criminal acts like murder and cover up of these high crimes. And basically, you are working part of your life every day and contributing to these criminal acts, due to the criminal acts, and cover up of the criminal acts. Until now, you didn't know that. Now you know that. So now let your conscience be your guide. You no longer want to be part of robbing and impoverishing of your family and your fellow Americans. We don't need that to be safe, an orderly society where people have peace and freedom. We don't need that for comfort and necessities of life, income tax. No. It's been wasted and used to commit crimes and cover up criminal acts. So, but I do know that most people still do not realize the IRS is a law of deception. Yep. See, most people still do not realize this. We've been deceived. So in order to give you peace of mind, folks, what I've done for over 20 years to resist freedom, I created a program called the Royal Freedom Package to protect you. This is a 20-year-old program. The way you get it here from our front page of Freedom Law School's website is pretty simple. You go on the course packages. There it is, the Royal Freedom Package. You click on that, and it gets you here. This is the only plan that will help you to lawfully and safely stop filing and paying income tax with a 7-year million-dollar guarantee, yep, for as low as $500 per year and cryptocurrency accepted. And that 7-year million-dollar guarantee applies to every single year that you do not file and pay income tax following Freedom Law School's lawful procedures. Every single year has a separate 7-year million-dollar guarantee. Now, you go down. Of course, you see that this program was started in 2001, over 20 years ago. And, folks, this is a very true statement by one of America's founding fathers. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound cure, folks. So that's what the Royal Freedom Package is. Don't wait, you know, until something happens to you, if possibly the IRS picks on you. Don't wait. Let's join hands with other like-minded freedom seekers like yourself, all of you. Yes, you. Join hands with other freedom seekers who are watching this program like you, okay? And now you're much more powerful than any one of you alone, okay? So for 20 years, Freedom Oscar has had a lot of success doing this. And when you go to the bottom of this page, you see the hyperlink in blue font to view the Royal Freedom Package application and agreement. And here it is, okay? Let's start at the top of this page, okay? So this page, folks, explains everything in detail. I'm not going to go through everything. I assume you will take your time to read it carefully, slowly. I don't need to read everything for you. You can do that yourself. You are intelligent, okay? But I do want to cover the fact that the purpose of this program, the Royal Fear Package, and its membership is to join hands as Americans in restoring honest, responsive, and limited government to the United States of America and to follow the letter and intent of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution as written and designed by America's founding fathers. Why? To protect the blessings of liberty for all Americans. So literally, we're doing, folks, what we should have been doing. We've been sleeping on the job, not paying attention to what was going on. You're awake right now. Let's take action. And you'll love this, okay? Hang in there. So The Royal Freedom Package does everything for you. In short, folks, what we do, folks, is we prepare petitions for you to send your congressman. That includes the law as published on government's own official legal websites. The petitions show exactly who is supposed to file income tax, that is, citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody who performs functions of federal public office, federal workers, basically. That is it. No one else owes the income tax. So you read it, you understand the petition, you sign them, mail them out to congressmen, we'll mail them for you, certified mail, keep good record of it, we educate you further, and any responses, anything related to the IRS will be done for you by Freedom Law School, email to you to print, sign, and mail out. Attorneys are almost never needed, but if they are needed, Freedom Law School will pay the attorney as well. So it's all done for you. And you can read all about all those details right here. I'll get unlimited consultation. You don't have to pay hourly for anything. No hourly fees like tax lawyers charge anywhere from $300 to $700 an hour or more. Okay? Now, the program right now as of February 2022 is $9,900 for the first year and $4,500 for each year thereafter. By the way, just so you know, it is scheduled to go up August 1st, 2022 to $12,000 for the first year and $5,000 for second year and each year thereafter. However, for younger people, there's deep discounts because young people are generally poorer. They don't have as much job experience. So for those from 30 to 34 years old, the first year membership is $4,500 and each year after is also $4,500 a year. Anybody 25 to 29 years old, the membership is reduced to that drastically low, only $2,000 a year. Anybody 18 to 24 years old is only $1,000 a year. And anybody minors, like your children, you want to get them started under 18 years of age, it's only $500 per year. That is it. Okay, now you could have a 32-year-old, 34-year-old that is a millionaire. Guess what? We still get the low price, okay? Because young people are generally poor. They work minimum wage jobs, retail jobs, food business, you know, simple factory jobs. However, I realize that all of you cannot afford this necessarily, and you still want to participate. You want to join hands. And I do too. I want to make it affordable for every one of you. So first way that we get affordable for the rest of you, okay, that are not making decent money is to allow you to make payment plans. And the payment plans are described here below under payment plan options. And generally, folks, it's for people who are currently earning $100,000 a year or less. You can start with $1,500 down and they can make monthly payments as low as $1,050 a month. And you get with the $1,500 unlimited 3 hours of consultation and the education materials, okay? And you still get the 7-year million-dollar guarantee starts. You get that protection, okay, right away, okay? Even with $1,500, you get that, okay? When you get through down to $3,000, you get the unlimited consultation. When you pay up to $6,000, you get criminal legal defense fund. That means that Freedom Law School pays for the lawyers to defend you in a rare case. The IRS won't come after you criminally. You have to pay zero, okay? And then, of course, the entire program is $9,900. And Tax Defense Fund program comes into play with any money-related issues is covered for you at no extra charge. Remember, no hourly fees or charges of any kind. Unlike CPAs, bookkeepers, accountants, and tax attorneys who charge you extra, the more the IRS harasses you, everything here is covered, okay? All the way up to the Federal Courts of Appeal, if necessary, okay? However, for some of you, that may not be available also. So I got payment plans for younger people listed here also. So those of you younger, you can see these payment plans here, options. You can check them out. So, however, you may qualify for the Royal Freedom Package Scholarship. Ah, this is brand new, the scholarship to allow everybody, every single one of you. I want you to be able to afford the program, make sense for you financially, for your family, and be able to join hands with other fellow Americans, some bigger, some smaller, some stronger, some weaker, working together. We need numbers, folks. Okay? So I want to make it affordable for you. So that's what the scholarship is all about. Okay? So basically, what you do, folks, is it's, you know, it's generally speaking, folks, what's considered someone who needs it. As a rule of thumb, it's not a black and white thing. Low-income Americans generally means someone who works for themselves, single, who makes less than $40,000 a year, single employee who makes less than $60,000 a year, married self-employed couples who make less than $60,000 a year, or married employee couples who make less than $80,000 a year. Now, that's a general rule. It's not in black and white because I know it makes a difference whether you have, for example, zero children or you got, you know, four or seven children. That makes a difference. And so we'll take all that into account, folks, because you should be benefiting from all this. You should have more to get better housing, better food, better health care, better everything for you and your family. So I want to make sure it works for you. Okay. So the standard program, folks, the Royal Freedom Package, whether you make $200,000 or $1 million a year, it's the same. I don't want to get into, you know, people hiding how much they make. You know, I really don't. You know, we just want to give you a fair price. But I realize that there is a big disparity in how much people make. So this is available for those of you who are on the lower end of the income stream, give you a chance to participate. So click on apply here, this golden tab. Click on it and you see the application right here. Nope, let's see this. Oh, here we go. Here's the application. And I made it bigger for you. It's a very short one page. All you have to do is fill this out, this short scholarship, along with your Royal Freedom Package application. The Royal Freedom Package application has your name, address, email, all those things. So here, we don't need that. This is just a supplement to your Royal Freedom Package application that you fill out. So here, all you have to do is put, as you see here, your name, spouse's name, your birthday, so we know how old you are, okay? Basically, your sources of income and job, your income, number of dependents, the age of them, you know, your debts, assets, liabilities. That's it. Not much. Crypto, real estate, bank accounts, stock, bonds. That's it. You know, I mean, I know some people, for example, they say they're poor and the guy has $500,000 in cryptocurrency. Yes, I've had those people. And they say, oh, I've nothing. Or people say, well, you know, so that makes a difference, folks. Okay. Oh, I got a couple hundred thousand dollars in stocks and bonds. Well, that's different for the guy that got, you know, wife and three kids, makes $65,000 a year and has hardly any savings. You have all these savings. Okay. So folks, you want to be part of restoring America. This is the plan that works. We'll sit down, look at your application and speak with you and make sure it benefits you. Okay. Now, how can I do this? I can do this now after 20 years. 20 years of successfully running this Royal Freedom Package. I can do that because thank goodness the IRS is falling apart the way of the former communist Soviet Union. None of us believe that the Soviet Union, who ran for decades under that murderous Joseph Stalin, and then Khrushchev, and Brezhnev, and Andropov, all those guys following him, would ever implode of its own weight. I was a child of 1960s and 70s, never imagined that the Soviet Union would simply implode and break apart of its own weight. But that's what's going on with the IRS. We're going to just help along, have them do it faster. And I want to share that good news for you. And that's what enables me, because more and more of you will be left alone by the IRS. And what you're doing, you're supporting our efforts, okay, our outreach educational efforts, our legal lawsuits, and our support of freedom and truth broadcasters out there who are out there with all the censorship on these alternate platforms are getting the truth out to you, the American people. Yes, it's a joint effort. All of us got to do our part. I got to do my part. You do your part. Freedom broadcasters who are trying to reach out to the American people, do their part. The lawyers, they're doing their part for the lawsuits. All of us got to do our part. So you can be part of the solution this way. So look at the good news, folks, okay? Here, as you see, folks, the National Taxpayer Advocate has this report, okay? And I'm going to zoom in and zoom back out, okay, a little bit. Look at the chart on the top of the chart. IRS levies, liens, and seizures of people's property. Levies when they take your money by force, okay? Here it is. This is for year 2010, okay, the top line. The number on the right side is 3,600,000 change. For year 2011, the number, the green line, is 3,700,000 plus, right? You see that? So 3.6, 3.7 million levies or stealing of people's money was done on their bank accounts or paycheck or other assets by the IRS in 2010, okay, and 2011. Now, let's go down. Look at how every year the number of IRS levies are going down, 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 down. Wow. Look at 2021, the bottom year. Okay, I'm going to make this bigger for you guys to see, okay, the last few years. That number is down to 305,000. Remember, this is 2021 down to 305,000 levies. Way back up, let's go back up to 2011, it was 3.7 million. That means IRS levies have gone down by well over 90%. Got it? Well over 90% down from 3.7 million down to 300,000. And the trend has been clearly down and down over the years. Look at that. It's been going down almost every year. 2008-19 was going back up. Bam! It went down with the corona hoax. Okay? And it's going down. It's going to be even lower in 2022. This is just one proof indication the IRS has fallen apart. They have about 35 million tax returns. IRS has not processed from year 2021. And the proof of that, folks, in this video you got to watch is there. Here, look at this video I got. Was done called IRS is Imploding, according to IRS's own taxpayer advocate. This is a short version of this, which was posted February 5, 2022. In the description of the video, you'll see the full description. Let's see, where is the full video here, guys? I think we're gonna put it here. It's not here. The full video link will be put in here for you, the whole detailed video on this topic. So bottom line, folks, is this. Every one of you can participate. Every one of you can feel safe and secure knowing that you're following the law as published by government's own legal websites. And you have Freedom Law School's support behind you 100% of the way. I'll be there behind you, folks. I've not filed an income tax, not even $1, okay, for over 28 years. IRS knows well about me. They have not tried to put me in prison, and I have beaten them many times, right? It's on our victories page. You see this for yourself. They came after you for over 13 years of taxes for $600,000+, zeroed out. All the tax liens removed. Had me under investigation as a potentially fraudulent abuse, potentially fraudulent tax protest promoter back in 1994 for a year and a half, before there was a Freedom Law School. And that went nowhere. The IRS had me for 13 years under investigation as a abusive tax shelter promoter from 2003 to 2016 before they closed that. Right? Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax took 3 years to go away, to be exposed. Mine investigation was 13 years. So, folks, all that experience is there behind you. And you can be free. You don't have to contribute to all the wars and the criminality, the government spying on you, controlling you, enslaving you, you know, robbing you, killing you. Folks are doing that out there right now. You know that. I cannot say some of those censored topics. You know what I'm talking about, right? There's a war against you. Country being invaded, and you are being just subjugated like a slave. Why be a part of it? Why support it? Let's join hands, folks. I promise you, I'll be there for you. I promise you, together, folks, we're going to make a great future for America. Okay? We can have a government that really is of the people, by the people, and for you, the people. Folks, join our Royal Freedom Package program. If you need to make a payment plan, we'll work with you. If you want to apply for scholarship, if you think you qualify for that, give us a try. We'll talk to you, and let's have a great time. Happy, loving time, having you be free, and have America be a free country once again. Okay, I'm going to make a short video of this, folks. Put on our website so that people watch the short videos first, then they go to the longer videos that they like this one for them to watch. And okay, I'm almost there. Let's zero out the clock so we can get started. Okay, ready to get started? Oh, yeah, great idea. Thanks for the reminder, folks. My favorite book, The Federal Mafia. We're going to stop it, folks. Hello, my friends. I'm going to show you how together we can restore America to freedom and how you can lawfully and safely stop funding the IRS and the deep state that's committed to destroying and enslaving and robbing you, so that you and your family in America can have freedom and prosperity once again. I'm Peyman Motsahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School since 1996. Some of you already know that I've said for a long time, and here on our website you see, that based on U.S. government's own official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And if you haven't started with this on the front page, you should watch this proof in this short video on the front page and start your journey to freedom. And many of you also know that Freedom also provides this 7-year $1 million guarantee, which is you can lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package, and Freedom Law School will keep IRS from lending your money for 7 years for each tax year you stop filing and paying income tax with Freedom Law School. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are Freedom Law School member. Yes. And to find out more, you click on the Royal Freedom Package program. And when you go over there to Royal Freedom Package, explain more detail how much it costs. However, we allow payment plan. We lower the cost for young people. What I'm doing, folks, is something absolutely new. What I've done on the Royal Field package details, you see there's a thing called a scholarship. Yes. Program has been discounted to whatever it needs to be to make it affordable for you. That price may not apply to, could be lowered or more depending on your situation. Some of you are very low income, some of you are just low income. We'll adjust the membership rates for you to afford it so you can take part, folks. Yes, even those of you just making a little bit of Social Security, a little bit extra, to take part, okay, and contribute to our efforts to restore freedom to America while you are more prosperous, you're more free, and working with other like-minded Americans like yourself to restore freedom and prosperity to America. So all you have to do when you apply for Royal Field Package Program, also when you go down to the package description, all that, go under the scholarship. Qualify for a Royal Field Package Scholarship, and the application is below that in this gold button. Click on that and the application, fill it out along with your Royal Freedom Package membership. Send it to Freedom Law School. It's very short. We'll look at it and discuss it with you. Come up with a payment plan or membership amount that works for you. It's very short, very straightforward, you know, nothing fancy and complicated about it. So, however, the details about this is in the video below. This is a short video. The detailed video, the link below, will give you much more details about this process. Check it out and call us if you have any questions. Our number is 813-444-4800. We want you to call us. Yes, we want to talk with you. You know, we know you want. We want to have a relationship with you, folks. So call us. We'll work it out for you because you are a very important part of restoring freedom for America and your family, prosperity for your family and America. So with that, watch the video below, and I look forward to joining hands with you, every single one of you, to restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America together. 4 minutes long. That was nice and short. Let's go now to everybody's questions, folks. Anybody with any questions, I'll be happy to answer it. Again, remember, by the way, let's get a commercial. Remember, folks, you Let's Go, as well, those of you relate, be sure to go to Let's Go Brandon Rally. Let's Go Brandon Rally in Brandon, Florida. April 1st through 4th, 3.5 days. Yep. Long from, you know, Saturday, Sunday are the main days, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Okay. So go there to letsgobrandonrally.org. Register early for early discounts. We have a total of 18 speakers, folks. And some of them are listed. Some of them are, I have more being added on. Okay. So go there, and I'll look forward to seeing you all in person. Meet you in person, folks. And bring friends with you. Bring family members with you. That is very key, folks. You should bring your children and or grandchildren with you. Yes, don't come by yourself. Come with somebody with you, especially your children and your grandchildren. People tell me, Payman, oh, my children, oh, they're lost, they're all woke. Why? Because you didn't take the time when they're with you. You didn't know to educate them at home yourself. Don't let them put garbage in their head and the public school system. Okay? And these events are your opportunity to educate and empower and your children and your grandchildren. This is your love by giving them the knowledge they need to live free and be healthy, folks. You know they're being killed out there. So many people, right? You know that. So do something about it by having them come down and get educated, informed. So with that, let's give out the call number. For those of you who have a question, folks, call the number. You see on the screen, 657-383-1755. If you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question. We'll take your questions one at a time. And we have a call right now from Eric about, we do have someone send paperwork in. You can send up to 10 pages for me to review, and we'll go over it here. This guy from Alabama sent us some a letter, okay, and they proposed a little tax on him because they claimed that for your 2008, okay, this was something old for your 2013, 9-year-old, that they proposed that he made $19,000 of taxable income. He wrote a bunch of letters to them, and they left him alone. Well, good for you, my friend. Good for you. I'm glad they left you alone, okay? State of Alabama is not an aggressive state income tax state. That's a good thing about it. Some of these states are not so aggressive. Okay, who do we have callers with questions? What area code numbers do we have? Call for America 720. What is your first name? You heard about Freedom Law School. Tell us that, and then your question, please. Hold on, let me put a headset on. Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Dave.
Put off your radio in the background, please. It echoes. Or computer. Turn your computer down. Turn the volume down.
Okay. Okay. I just did that. Is that better?
Yes. Your name is?
My name is Dave. And I heard about you originally. It's all the way down. Okay, my speaker is all the way off now.
Okay, how did you hear about us?
I heard about you through my wife found out about you first and then showed me the videos.
Very
good. And I am in Colorado.
Okay.
I cannot. Okay, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
You don't hear me at all?
Okay, now I've got you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so my questions are on behalf of my wife. Mm-hmm. She is an independent massage therapist, and she is asking about, she says your focus is on federal taxes, but she wonders about state taxes, and the two seem to be closely related. So, for example, if I stop paying federal withholding, does it automatically stop the state withholding? And do I owe state taxes?
Okay. Well, as you know, there's 42 states in America of the 50 states, 42 countries out of the 50 countries within this union that claim to have some kind of a state income tax. Colorado does. Florida, where I'm at, does not. And most, if not most of these states, either their laws use the definitions of the federal tax laws, based on which means you're not required to file federal or state tax returns, or they tell you to take the number from the federal tax return and put that in your state tax return. So if you
the
federal
the,
tax
the,
zero,
the taxable income number, is that what you're talking about?
Right, taxable income number, right. So if your federal taxable income number is zero, that means that your state taxable income number is zero. Therefore, you're not required to file the state income tax either. Now, the question withholding, however, is different. Most states, they have it where if you have so much withholding or none from your federal, it automatically goes, same thing goes to the state withholding. A few of the more aggressive socialist communist states like California or New York may have their own forms at times for different withholding. Sometimes they do, sometimes they do not. But generally speaking, that's how they work. And Colorado is not one of those aggressive communist states when it comes to the state income taxes.
Okay, very good. Now, mm-hmm. My wife is an LLC S corp as far as her corporate, you know, structure. And you know, she's you know, not paying the federal income taxes, but wants to continue paying into Social Security. How would you advise that she submit the Social Security so that she's still paying in?
Two questions. How old is your wife, and why does she want to pay into Social Security?
Well, I'm not sure. She still has 9 years to retirement. She doesn't want to stop paying, so that what she'll be getting doesn't, you know, start decreasing since they take an average. Let's see. She is 56 years old.
She's 56 years old. Why does she want to pay Social Security tax?
So that it's continuing to pay in, so that so it doesn't affect the she gets when she starts taking it.
Okay, well, I got news for you. She thinks, like most Americans, have been lied to and deceived that what you pay in goes into your account in your trust fund for you to take it out of retirement. So therefore, more you pay.
Yeah, we know that that's not true.
Okay, then. Why does she want to pay it?
Because the amount she pays in still does affect what she gets.
No.
When she starts to claim it.
No. Let me tell you how the scam works. The deceptive life in a scam. First of all, there are people out there who paid zero in the system and still get paid. You know that? Americans, green card holders, illegal aliens, people still file and get zero. They paid zero in the system. Okay? And they get money. $1,500 a month approximately is what the minimum they pay anybody. You could have worked zero wages, you still get that. How come? Where does that money come from if you never worked a day in America, like mothers, grandmothers, immigrants? How come they get $1,500 a month? Because what you pay in has no relation in law to what you get out. They give it to you as they wish, number one. So she was still, if she wanted to, take advantage of the Social Security scam to get the money out, okay, of the system, minimum no matter what. Number two, what they do is they have this game of deception going on by whatever you paid in, they may make it more than a minimum of about $1,500. You might get paid $1,800. $2,000, $2,500, $3,000, a little bit more, maybe $3,400 or $3,500 the maximum that you might get out. There's that deception, the ruse, to make you think, oh yeah, what I paid all these decades has a relation to what I get out, so I need to pay more to get more out. No. You could technically, for the last 2 years, before you file, work zero, made zero. File a 1040 confession form claim. Oh, I made about $140,000, the maximum approximate. You can pay to Social Security. And based upon that, you'll be in the very top category and get paid the most. Technically, you could do that scam back to them. And by the way, you don't have to pay any income tax on that 1040 confession form you filled out. Don't pay nothing. You just take your word that on your massage business, you made $140,000 and you're going to get the maximum $3,500 a month or so Social Security. And they might come take the taxes you on the 1040 out of that $3,500, take 15% of that. Now, I don't recommend that. I don't recommend people do that, by the way. But I'm just saying that's how the scam works. What you pay doesn't have no legal relationship. What they're doing to deceive you to want to continue to pay into this thing, okay? The money that she pays into the Social Security is spent right away. down the federal rat hole of corruption, waste, and criminality immediately by law. So if she wants to get more out of the system, I guess she can just last 2 years, do whatever she put the higher amount and pay the tax or not. Like I said, like some people scam the system like that. Not that I recommend it, but that's how it is. So why do that at all? She is an independent massage person. Gosh, she's just giving him money away. There's no, does she get W-2s? No. Do people, a client that pay her, does she work for herself or for a specific shop? Does she work for herself?
She works for herself.
She works for herself, yeah.
So a client pays her cash or check or credit card. Do any of her clients send the fraudulent 1099 snitch form to the IRS saying, hey, IRS, I paid her over $600 last year in massage services. Go sick her, IRS. Go after her for her fair share of taxes. Any of her clients 1099 your wife?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Of course not. She's almost like the teenager, 10-year-old kid at the corner who says lemonade at the lemonade stand. Says lemonade for cash. The people driving by, walking by. She says, okay, I got paid for my lemonade that I sold. I should pay income tax. And she can put that number on how much cash she got and pay income tax. That's almost how invisible your wife truly is. And she's been giving the money away to the IRS. Why? Now, if she has any more questions she want to ask directly or through you, I'm happy to hear it.
Okay. Now, she also has to pay a FUTA, which I don't know what it is. I think it's some sort of insurance for... And I'm sorry, that she doesn't really have a clear question there, so I'm not sure what I'm asking. Whether she can get out of that, I assume.
That is also does not apply to the citizens of the 50 states, like your wife, who's from Colorado. She does not have to pay that either.
Okay. All right, I think that's all I have.
What do you? How about yourself, Dave? What do you do for a living?
I work for a wholesale distributor of sign making supplies.
Okay, they issue false W-2s about you to the IRS or 1099s.
I've just submitted a new W-2 where I'm claiming that I'm not subject to federal taxes and basically turning off my federal withholding.
W-4, but listen, that is not
W-4, sorry.
To do what you should do on our website, go to our petitions page at livefreenow.org, okay? And on the petitions page, I explained the petition process. This is critical for doing things right. Petition on there to stop income tax withholding, okay? So, yes, the first part of this, you can do a emergency W-4 exempt. Yes, you can do that, but you should write your congressman and wait 60 days, okay, for the congressman to not refute you and send that letter to your congressman afterwards. So follow the process
okay,
here.
We have done all that, but and we sent all of those forms and papers via registered mail, and we have not gotten any of the postcards back showing that they received the registered mail, and it's been a couple of weeks now.
And all you have to do is watch me. Go on USPS.com, the website of the United States Post Office. Okay.
So just go ahead and track them.
Track a number, put that on the whatever. Okay. Okay, that's the wrong track number. Click on search, and they'll come up the status of it. Now, this was not available because I just made one up. but the track number that you put in there, okay, it'll show you exactly when it was delivered. You can print it out and save it in your files, the proof that it was delivered. That is sufficient. Proof that they got
okay.
it.
Okay. So now we just wait 60 days to see if they respond in any way.
Yeah. And your wife, you know, and you combined, you know, what you want to look at is this. If you go to our website, consider this. Under education materials, go to how much are you giving the IRS, the fourth item there. When you open that link on that, okay, how much are you giving to the IRS? It's really Satan. And you see, there's several charts here for single and married people. Let's go to the married chart, okay? Married self-employed, married employee. Well, your combination of these two charts. Okay, here's a married employee, for example, you know, depending on how much you make combined. How much you guys make combined? Do you know how much each of you makes approximately, Dave?
On a gross basis,
About $140,000.
That's how much you make or she makes?
That's combined.
That's combined.
Okay. Is it about half and half what you make, or how much of that does she make versus you?
Her gross income is more like $80,000 and mine's more like $63,000.
Okay. Well, look at this. Okay. So she, if a married self-employed, you know, if she was by herself, she would be paying every year $13,000. So 2019 tax tables, okay? So married, $100,000 would be $20,000, okay, that she's paying to the IRS voluntarily. You, on the other hand, married employee, you make $60,000, $8,000. So $8,000 for you combined. For her, when you add up $8,000 for you guys combined, for her is over $30,000, over $20,000. And Bobby, hers is worse than yours because she can easily stop the Social Security tax. The blue line is self-employment taxes. That's bigger for her than the individual income tax. That's what kills her the most. Is not regular income tax, the Social Security tax. You see, that's what she needs to stop paying. Okay, so for her, based on what you said, she pays over $10,000 in that alone. Okay, so for you, the stop the Social Security is harder to do, but for her, it's a piece of cake. Just quit filling out those forms. Okay, yours at $60,000, you know, income tax is about $4,000. Payroll taxes are $45.90. That's harder to stop for you, but you can stop your $4,000, and on top of your $4,000, then you can stop. Hers is combined is over $14,000 or about $22,000. You guys could be saving every year by not paying. It's really Satan, IRS, because no law requires you to do so. So consider that. Investigate these issues in more detail, and I hope you join hands with us. And restore freedom. Become a Royal Freedom Package member and tell your children, your grandchildren, right? Get your children into this while they're younger. It's more affordable for them. Okay? Are there any other questions, Dave?
That's it for now.
Maybe back
next week after I talk to her.
Sounds good. Look forward to it. Do you have any other callers? Okay, someone's asking how aggressive are taxes in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Not as aggressive as California, for sure. That's the most aggressive of all tax agencies in America, the California Franchise Tax Board. But Pennsylvania and Ohio are above average aggressiveness. I can tell you that. But they're not the most aggressive, okay? state tax agencies can be avoided in many ways. Okay, so there's you can do that. So that's something that also can be discussed later on, depending on your situation. Any other questions? Barbara, that's probably one reason maybe you ought to consider leaving those states that do claim to have a state income tax. You get to be free, you know? I mean, in Florida, people don't make as much as California, but the money here goes a lot farther. If you don't have these taxes, the state income tax, low sales tax, low property tax, low housing costs, okay? You know, and lower gas prices compared to California, for example. And your mechanic, your dentist, everybody you deal with, they charge a lower rate because they don't have to pay high taxes to pass on to you. You see? So it's a vicious cycle in these communist states. Come to freedom states like Florida, number one, you know, Tennessee, New Hampshire, you know, are some of the better ones also. Any other questions? Okay, there's only one question about capital gains tax from Natalie. Natalie, the issue is this, is not what kind of income, it's where the income comes from. Look at this. Now, you need to go to our front page of Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, okay, and watch the video right here that based on government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. So who is the 1% in this video, Natalie? I tell you, that 1% who are required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal government workers. Doesn't matter. For them, it means, you know, wages, salaries, capital gains, commissions, royalties. They got to pay it. You don't. Okay? Whether you're from Japan, France, Egypt, Florida, New York, Texas, you don't owe income tax on anything you make unless you're a federal government worker. Not one of those, are you? Okay, then you're good. Okay. Robin says she's been invested in Bitcoin since 2016. Smart lady, you got into crypto early. Good for you, Robin. And you see on that 1040 form, they want you to fill out that question that I'll bring that for you, that 1040 tax form. That you got to tell them if you have any cryptocurrency, yes or no, under oath. They want you to put the rope around your neck. Here it is, folks. IRS's own website. Here's a 1040 form. Look at that, folks. 1040 form, right? And what does it say? If you go down a little bit, at any time during 2021, did you receive, sell, exchange, or otherwise dispose of any financial interest in any virtual currency? You have to ask the question, yes or no. Either way, you put the rope around your neck. If you say yes, they're going to say, oh, maybe you ought to come audit, Robin. These crypto people, you know, they making a lot of money. Let's go after them. If you say no, they say, oh, maybe she lied. A lot of people are lying when they say no. Okay. So whether you're lying to say no or yes, you make yourself a target. Now, Robin says she had a question earlier also. We have new three new callers. Let me get to Robin's question real quick and see what she is asking. She received a 1099-C for cancellation of debt. She had zero income last year. If she files this 1099-C as income, she would owe some tax. Yeah, is she required to file taxes for that? No, you're not. That's a fraudulent 1099-C. Because the only people that are required to issue that 1099 is someone that works, performs functions of federal public office. They issue that to someone else they pay. You are not paid any money from any federal public office, right? Okay, then. You don't have to pay income tax. That 1099-C was sent falsely to the IRS. Now, and you've been outside of D.C. for the past 4 years. Great. You know, you're not in D.C. You are free, Robin. Congratulations. Let's go to several calls. We have three calls, I think, and we're going to get more of your comments. We have four calls. Let me get your four callers and then through the comments on YouTube next. Five. Okay. Well, give me the number, area codes, and we get your questions quickly, folks, so the later people don't get tired of waiting. Okay, what are the numbers of them? Call from Erica, 808 from the Communist Republic of Hawaii. And who else? 865-479-646 and 208. Okay. Let's go for a call from the beautiful but Communist Republic of Hawaii, 808. Your first name and your how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Daniel. I heard you guys, I don't know, man, years and years and years ago. I actually was giving out and distributing your literature on tax day or before tax day, whatever it was, years ago. I had a lot of videos I was giving out. I kind of lost touch with you guys over the years. But you're right about the Communist Hawaii, because we haven't even have our lifted masks yet, but that's a different topic, a different day. So I can't see you on my – there you are. I can see you, but our volume's down for you because you have someone to hear me on the – computer. So I guess my comments are questions is I am currently retired Navy military, also Social Security. I took it early. I crunched the numbers. And my wife's on Social Security disability, but I'm hearing background noise on my phone. And my other third thing is, as of this, a couple more months from now, I'm involved with a business. Self-employed. Well, it's not really self-employed. It is, but it isn't. I'm going to receive a 1099. So I've been researching you guys. I've been researching. I think, I don't know if you recommended it, not you personally, but somebody from your staff about another, what was that called? It was you guys and, hold on. Sorry about this. You should have been ready. It's one of the gals gave me some information about, I was thinking about going doing a, what do you call it? What's it called? Now I can't remember. My mind's not here. You know, getting your money into a, what are they called? Another, what was that called? It was you guys in. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry about this. You should have been ready. It's one of the gals gave me some information about. I was thinking about doing a, what do you call it? Wait a minute. What's it called? Now I can't remember in my mouth. I'm sorry.
Well, Dan, more time, my friend. I can take some other calls that come back to you in Hawaii. You'd be up for a lot longer.
Yeah.
You know, I give you a chance to let it come back to your mind. You want me to go to the next call and come back to you?
Yeah, I suppose. What's the whole length of this?
Yeah, I'll come back. Yeah, no, how long people's questions are, I don't know, but I want to answer your question. I want to give you a chance to be able to relax and let the question come back to your mind. Write it down this time, okay? And let's go to call from 865, then 479, then 646, and then 208, and then back to you, you know, in area code 808 Daniel, okay? Call from area code 865, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. Mario. I heard about you online through Earl Schiff originally. Can you hear me?
How may I help you? Yes, and how may I help you, Mario?
So my question is, I've been saving my and earning money so I can get the Royal Freedom Package. Meanwhile, my question is, with regards to real estate property income, you know, from, let's say, whether it be a flip or a I'm involved in a program. I don't want to mention the name, but anyway, you know, different ways you can make income through real estate with private equity and whatnot. So my
right.
challenge is all the different – everybody is so hung up on the – obviously the tax. And so I'm not sure how – and this might be a conversation for later. I don't know, but if it would help others, I think. What would be a good way to handle that through your LLC, but also the income? You have to prove and show income that you created, right? Profit from your real estate transaction.
Why? Who do you have to prove to anything? Why do you have to prove anything to anybody? It's your money. Keep it, save it, spend it.
I agree.
So there's no reason
well,
for you have to
prove. Well, whether being an accountant or, you know, or the different, well, I don't know. I guess I'm stumped on how to make that work.
You know, sounds to me like you're a little bit more sophisticated, Mario, than you were back in the old Urban Shift days 20 years ago. You're doing better financially and doing real estate flipping
right.
and other
right.
creative stuff, which is good for you. You know, and I would suggest that a private one-on-one consultation between you and I, where I can slow down and go over everything you got privately. I can give you the answers you want that are on point to what you're looking for. Okay.
Okay.
So prepare your questions.
Which
your
package
evidence.
Would you recommend? Which package would you recommend so I can have, I guess, an hour or two of your time?
Well, the for a consultation, okay, as you said on our website, let me show you, okay. You go to homepage and go to
yep.
Get Quick Help. When you click on that, Get Quick Help, and on this page, it tells you the way to do a one-on-one private consultation. Normally, I charge $600 an hour for 1 hour private consultation, but you, for three first hours, it discounted to $300 cash only. Send it to Freedom Law School in Brooksville, Florida. Call us for the tracking number. Email us the paperwork or include it in your mail package. You'll be called in separate time for us to go over everything in detail slowly for an entire hour.
Can I send you some, can I fax you or email you some prior information prior to us talking? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Paymon.
Good. You should, actually. Ideally, you send the paperwork to me with the funds. Cash in the mail, or at the same time you send the cash, send the paperwork in the, by email or fax, and then I'll review it before we make it on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a plan. Thank you, Paymon. Yep. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Good to hear from you, old friend. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's call from air code 479. What is your first name? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Hey, how's it going, Payman? My name is Zach, and I live in North Dakota, and I heard from you guys, or heard about you guys from the Dollar Vigilante, I think it was, like 2 years ago.
Very good. Very good, my friend, and how may I help you?
So, yeah, I'm pretty young still. I'm 29. I recently actually got my accounting degree from college, and I did a tax internship 2 years ago, and I hated it, and I feel like it's immoral, personally, to make income off of fraud, so I decided I just didn't do that, and so I've been looking at, you know, how to get out of, or essentially how to keep my money, not get out of anything per se, but how to keep my income that I earned and that my wife and I can use for our family. And so I've been researching other people too. And I've watched some of your videos, and I think you touched on this. There's some kind of scary stuff with the sovereign citizen stuff. And there's a guy talking about this, why you should fill out a W-8 BEN over the W-4. And I'm just curious if you know anything about the W-8 BEN and if that's worthwhile or if it's a waste of time.
It's erroneous. W488 band. I looked at it a while ago. In fact, if I remember exactly, because I thought about like the W8 band. Let me get what it was specifically about. Let me get it up to refresh myself on it, because it's something not to do. But as to why, here's okay, here we go. This is certificate of, okay, foreign status, a beneficial owner of United States withholding reporting. But, okay, so this form is if you're not an individual, you're not a U.S. citizen, okay, that's who it's for, okay. Do not use this form. So if you're a U.S. citizen or U.S. person, as D.C. citizen or person, do not use it, okay? But including a resident alien. This is for non-resident aliens. This is for non-resident aliens who have U.S.-based income. Like, for example, someone in a government worker in Japan or California, Texas, some federal government. You get income, that is for you. So that's why it says it is not for U.S. citizen or other U.S. person. It is not for resident aliens. Alien is someone not from D.C. Anybody who is not from D.C. but is there is not for them either. So who's this for? For a someone who's a non-resident alien but does have U.S. income. That's how who it's for. So it's not for you. I don't. That's one of the things that I looked at. I said, maybe that's the way to go. No, it's not. It tells you more, in fact, instructions for form W-8 in the back. It tells you a little bit more about that. If you look at the instructions in the back, now what's new? General instructions. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. So it tells you right there on the right-hand side, general instructions. It tells you to you correctly, by the way. Okay. It tells you purpose of the form, okay? Foreign person who, someone who's not from Washington, D.C., someone not from Washington, D.C., are subject to U.S. tax at 30% rate on income they receive from U.S. sources from Washington, D.C. that consists of interest, dividends, royalties, all this kind of stuff. So this is someone from outside D.C. who gets interest, dividend, royalties, all the stuff from within D.C. That's who W-8 band is for. Okay? Anything else?
Just another question real quick. So I want to have this small online business someday, and I'm like halfway through setting it up. But anyway, so that's going to require me to accept, you know, credit card payments and whatnot. And I noticed that in your fees for everything, you always mention cash or check. So I'm curious if I'm going to run into any issues in the future with my online store selling products to people if I'm only going to be taking, you know, like their debit card or their credit cards or, you know, things like that. Is there a particular reason why I should, you know, not do that, or is that just preference for you?
Well, first of all, Freedom Lawsuit does not take checks, only cash and cryptocurrency. Right now, we take only Bitcoin and Ethereum. However, for your situation, online, it's all credit cards. We all know that's credit and debit cards. So you have to do it. So do it. You know, there's no around that. If that's how you got to do it that way. It's fine. But as a Royal Freedom Package member, I'll give you more specific advice suited to your particular business. In fact, it's good that you really haven't gotten the business going yet, because at these early stages, that's when an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure later. Let's get things set up right. And that's exactly why I have the Royal Freedom Package reduced for younger people like you. In fact, I got to show you this. What is it? Look at the screen. Okay? Here it is. So someone aged 25 to 29, you know, actually you can put $600 down and $200 a month for 7 months. But the whole price, regular price is what? Let's go back up. Here it is. 25 to 29 is only $2,000 a year. Regular is $9,900 for the first year, $4,500 a year after that. Okay, that's until August 2022, which is going to go up to $12,000 to start and $5,000 a year. Okay, but right now it's low. Everything's going to go up, folks. With the Corona hoax, inflation, we got everything's going up in Federal Reserve note equivalents. So I would suggest get going right away, my friend. You can start with $600 if you want. Make a payment plan and help you get a great start on your business correctly, my friend. And thank you for having the conscience to, after realizing that you had wasted your time, we were deceived into wasting your time studying something that was unnecessary and hurtful, and you did the conscientious decision not to help enslave others in the federal income tax scam. And thank you for going online, looking for the truth, looking for Jeff Berbick, Dollar Vigilante, others, and getting to Freedom Law School on your quest for freedom. You are the kind of person that we need more in America to take part with other people like yourself to restore freedom in America for yourself, your family to come, and all of us. So keep going, my friend. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it. Thank you. I appreciate it and appreciate everything you do.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. We have a call from Miracle 646-208. I'm going to get back to the call from Hawaii, 808, of course. Anybody else in the line with questions? Okay, let's go to the call from area code 646, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please, my friend.
Good evening. My name is David, and I'm calling you from sunny New Jersey. I'm not a resident of New Jersey, though. I'm a resident of Texas. The question is further. I am at present a merchant mariner, so most of my time is spent on 5 to 6 month contracts abroad, and with a month or two back in the U.S. going through regulatory Coast Guard recertifications, and then I go and take a vacation and go somewhere. So most of my life is spent outside of the United States, and I was looking to make that concept permanent in the next 20 months, and that would have then put me into a situation of subpar F income capital gains outside of the United States. And thankfully, I saw you a couple of days ago on Stu Peters.
Hello, you there?
I'm still there. There was an echo on the back end.
Continue, please. Bob, how did you hear about Freedom Law School, David?
It was Stu Peters a couple of days ago.
Great. Very good. Continue. You were saying?
So I have come from a tax background. In the sense that I had to file bankruptcy because the IRS wanted a number of million dollars from me two decades ago, and so I don't want to fall in bankruptcy again. I'm a perpetual entrepreneur. And with age now, I'm going to do it a little bit more wisely.
And how may I help you live free?
So I've been listening for the past hour and a half to this, and I think you've answered most of the questions just by setting up the structure correctly from the get-go. In other words, file the forms to start with, avoiding the W-2 scenario, the W-2 income tax withholding. That will then make it easier for me to live abroad if I feel like it and continue retaining my American citizenship, because that's really been my biggest, emotional battle in my head, because I love this country. I love the freedom it gives. And like you, I came, well, you came in the 70s. I came in the late 80s as a child or as a late adolescent. And going back to where I came from is not even a question. I will never go back to where I came from. So, again, once you've set up the structure, if I'm taking this correctly, you subpart F income from, let's say, foreign investments does not even come into anything. Doesn't matter if I invest through a stocks, bonds, in foreign exchanges, that does not even happen.
You know, whatever you want to do in your private business, as long as it is not based in Washington, D.C., it is ours, all for you to keep.
Okay.
Any other questions?
So the question is, do I have to give up my American citizenship if I have foreign assets? Because I'm at that point.
No, absolutely not. That expatriation from U.S. citizenship that rich people try to do to not to pay federal income taxes anymore, that is only for those people who are citizens of Washington, D.C. The term United States is different from nationality and immigration purposes than for tax purposes. For nationality purposes, you are a United States citizen. For tax purposes, you are not. Only District of Columbia citizens are U.S. citizens in the federal tax law. This whole book primarily is the Internal Revenue Code applies primarily to citizens and residents of federal government. I mean, of Washington, D.C., and people that work for the federal government. That's who it is written for primarily. Oil taxes, for example, apply to all the 50 states and all the territories of the United States, and then some. So you are free to have any assets anywhere all over the world because you are not from Washington, D.C., United States, but you're from one of the 50 states, which are, for tax purposes, not United States.
Perfect. Last question. The present work that I do entails getting at the end of most contracts, because of the contract base, we go on to unemployment. So we have the unemployment scenario. I'm assuming, and the option is never to have the federal tax taken out, but there is a reporting on 1099. Is this an issue going forward for me or not?
Look, it is not an issue, and I'll tell you why it's not an issue. Let's go to our website. I wish something would blow you away, my friend, okay? Go to our website, livefreenow.org, under education materials to dangers of filing income tax returns. Once you go to dangers of filing income tax returns, you get this page. You scroll down, right? You go down some more, and you see a little further down. You see, here we go. Did you know that in 1998, the IRS estimated that there were 63 million Americans who did not file income tax confession forms? Okay. How come there are not 63 million non-filers in prison instead of only about 100 non-filers are sent to prison each year? Well, let's go look at that letter right here. Okay. This letter from the IRS that confession comes from is right here. Look at this. From Department of the Treasury, Washington, D.C., right? And is written in September 1998 to Mr. Duane Abel of Portland, Oregon. Thank you, for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue. Internal Service dated July 7, 1998. We are pleased to provide you with the following information. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed an income tax return, right? Let's get a little bit more zoom on this thing. And initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. Now, this is a good part for you. This estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. What is that data? N99 and W9 forms that are falsely sent by third parties to the IRS, falsely telling them that you have taxable income. But what? The IRS has 1099 W2s to almost everybody. Very few people just mow lawns, people love lawns for grass and get paid cash and go home and they're invisible. Actually, the guy they called early, his wife, she's pretty close. Yeah,
correct.
Dave. Your wife is pretty close to that. She gets paid by clients by checking cash and credit card, you know? But most anybody, they get, she gets no 1099. Most people get W2 1099, but so what? So what? Doesn't mean the IRS can do anything with that. They're dysfunctional. They cannot use it against you. They've not been able to do so. Yes.
Correct.
What else?
Correct. The small business owner is the backbone of America.
That's right. Any other questions before I go to the next caller, David?
That's it. Thank you very much for the education. It is mind-blowing. Really love it. I'm going to do my best to be down there with my son, April 1st. Just can't guarantee it at this moment.
Yep. And remember, I think we have it for 18 and under. It comes to free. At 30-year-old and under, a very inexpensive video. I mean, for young people, folks, Film Oscar always makes it free or very, very cheap. So it's not a problem. Share a hotel room with your son. Have a great time bonding and learning together. Let's go to our next call from Idaho 208. From Idaho, my friend, what is your first name? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Hello, my name is Terry. I'm calling from Boise, Idaho. We heard about your show on Jeffrey Daughtry, the Christian Whistleblower. And my wife and I have been trying to get out of the system, the control system, for a while. And so we're very mindful about listening to, you know, things we can do about getting away from being able to pay all these fees and everything else that we really don't have to pay if we know the loopholes and, well, they're not really loopholes if you just know the law. And
right.
And so when we heard about you, it was, you know, my wife and I, we own some mountain property outright. I own some farmland in Iowa outright. We own our house. We make no payments on any of our vehicles or anything. And one of my questions is if you own like mountain property, they always want you to pay land tax on that. And also your home. I'm paying the taxes on my home every year. Is that legal? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
And
property taxes is the foundation of America. That's what built America. Just think about the Wild West movies you used to see. Clint Eastwood and John Wayne and the Western movies. I love the Western 1960s, 70s TV shows like Wild Wild West, things like that, Bonanza and Rawhide. So people would go out in normal land, go west, young man, from New York, the middle of Kansas, Oklahoma, whatever. And so they formed the community. People got some acreages to live a peaceful life like you try to do on the land of God. And they, of course, what they would do, they would band together, form a county, and say, hey, let's get a sheriff to protect us from the bad guys. Okay, a full-time sheriff, maybe a part-time prosecutor, part-time judge, and the judge and prosecutors would go in several counties in the area by land, because most everybody got along. Nobody hurt anybody, you know. But in case of trouble, we have a sheriff, we have a jail, we have a part-time prosecutor and a judge. And, well, somebody got to pay for the jail. Somebody got to pay for the sheriff and maybe a few deputies he hires, right, to be stronger than those bad guys. Well, how do we do that? The fairest way is, hey, the landowners, the guy with the bigger amount of land with 10,000 acres will pay more than the guy with 100 acres. The guy whose land was wonderful, pristine, you know, good grass and flat land still growing would pay more than the guy who has a bunch of swamp land that's not usable very much, right? So that's how property taxes were made, to pay to protect you from the criminals. It's true that our government everywhere, even in Idaho, has become more socialist and doing all this other socialist stuff. But that is what pays for your sheriff and his deputies and the jails to keep you from bad guys. Okay. I mean, it's always been that way. But the income tax, you don't have to pay at all, federal or state.
Okay. And then my next question to you. I've got some land and farmland in Iowa that's going to be sold coming soon. I want to know about, you know, the taxes I would have to pay on that, like capital gains tax, if I'd have to pay that, and that's considered income, correct?
Nope. Because remember, the only people required to pay federal income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. as federal government workers. Got that? I'll repeat. The only people required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal government workers. Doesn't matter if you're from Japan, Egypt, France, Idaho, California, or Kansas. No matter how you make your money from those states or countries, you don't owe it because you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. You know, also you do not work for the federal government. That's it. It's all yours to keep, my friend.
Okay. Okay. And we were looking into the Royal Freedom Package for $9,900. Once we purchase that and get it paid for, how long does it take to start implementing once you sign up and pay for it?
Right away.
Is for like obviously for last year we can't do anything about that because we signed the 1040. So once it's purchased and everything, all of it will start to be mailed out to all of these entities that need it.
Once you sign up for the Royal Fear Package, we will mail you and email you education materials to educate you. Number two, we have the petition to congressmen prepared for you. And these petitions are to educate you and your three congressmen. They're all written with the law exactly quoted, the pieces of the puzzle put together from the federal government's official websites that add up to you not required to file income tax. And the law that's quoted is printed from government's website and attached at the end of the petition. You read it, you understand it, and your congressman get it, and you tell them, look, either I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, correct me, please, specifically, and I humbly will pay my fair share of taxes. Just show me where I'm wrong, which they can't do, of course. And if I'm right, this is my petition to you as congressman to stop this violation of the law and robbing of the American people that's going on by the executive and the judicial employees of the federal government, because they can do that. These congressmen have a right to impeach not just the president of the United States, but all the judges, U.S. attorneys, IRS management, CIA, FBI heads, all these guys that can be removed wholesale. That's the job of a congressman. They're not doing it, but that's what they should be doing. So we get those things good for you right away within a week.
Oh, wonderful. So after that package is purchased, how much of that work is our responsibility?
Your responsibility is relatively simple. Number one, educate yourself so you understand the stuff I'm telling you for yourself. You can't take my word, his word, no one else's word. Verify it for yourself by looking at our videos, our website, from the government's own legal websites. One. Two, your job is to tell others. Tell other people like yourself who want to live free, who want to restore our country, who are tired of paying for the wars, for the abortions, for all these criminality of U.S. government, you know, the stuff that cannot, all the censor stuff, which I cannot tell you on this, they're doing, right? All the false flag attacks other criminality. You don't want to be part of that anymore, right?
Exactly.
So don't contribute to the demise of you and your family, who, other people like you are out there. Tell them about Freedom Law School, especially in rural, you know, Idaho, these places, who people got their heads screwed on straight. People mm-hmm. go live in a country free of the criminality and cesspool of the big cities, right? They want to be independent and be left alone and live free. So they're open to hearing this message, right? Let them know there's hope, there's a future. Expose them to Freedom Law School, and I'll reward you for every American that you free, like yourself, up to $5,000 cash or crypto, because we need more Americans to join hands together, and that's what the Royal Freedom Package is restore America by us banding together, okay, and getting our country back. We got to put our commitment, our money, you know, our passion together this way. So that's your job. Tell other people about it. And then, last but not least, with your family, get together, follow God, do the right thing, do a loving thing, live a great, wonderful, peaceful, joyous life, and be fruitful and multiply. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we really appreciate everything you do. And you have a wonderful day.
Yes. How old are you, by the way? You sound pretty young. How old are you, David?
My wife and I are both 47.
47. Well, you sound pretty young and chipper for 47 years old, my friend.
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome, my friend. I thought you maybe in your 30s at the most. Okay. Very good.
Well, most people believe that too. So when they see both my wife and I, so.
Okay. Very good. Very good for you, my friend. That's great. All right. I think now we're going to get back to our call from Hawaii. Okay, Daniel, who hopefully by now the question he was going to ask is come back to him. So Daniel, you remember your question you wanted to ask me?
Well, right. It was about trust. Like I told you, I'm in the Navy. I was in the Navy, retired. And so I'm getting retirement pay, Social Security. And then, like I said, in the next couple months, I guess when you get a 1099, you're not really self-employed, but the income's going to come from a 1099. So I guess my question is, or a couple is, since you were talking about federal workers, now does that include the retirement of those federal workers?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. Retirement pay, federal workers still get it from federal government. You got to pay income tax on that, yes.
Right. Same thing with Social Security, because that's a federal thing too, right? So like I said, then I was thinking – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead. You were saying. Go ahead.
Oh. I guess I'm watching the camera, and it's kind of delayed. I thought you were still talking. So I guess my question is that I don't know, you're not – a lawyer or anything like that, but putting something into a trust, I could put that company that I'll have with the 1099 in a trust. And the way I understood it, that kind of keeps you from paying taxes on that. Or you could do what I did years ago, and I got 1099 for 8, 9, 10 years, never paid taxes on it. Used to get a lot of letters, but eventually – I think eventually, you tell me if I'm wrong about this, 10 years, there's some kind of statute of limitations after about a 10-year period, because that income was like 2000, and last time I got money from that 1099 was like 2001, I think. So I don't hear from them anymore about that income from the 1099s.
Okay, yeah, that's old news. Yes, very
right.
Old.
No, I understand that, but is that still feasible if I did something like that now, just ignore it?
Ignore the 1099s?
Well, no, ignoring paying the taxes on the 1099, that income.
Look, are you a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C.?
No, sir.
I'm pretty far from it. Okay. Do you get any of your business income that you're talking about as performing functions of federal public office?
No, private.
Then you don't owe any income tax on it, period, end of story.
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't know. I'm not saying I get away with anything, but they could still did what they did last time with me with the 1099 with a separate company that I was working with, sending you letters, threatening to do this, threatening to do that. So I'm assuming if I start a new 1099, they're going to try to do the same thing.
Well, last time, Daniel, I wasn't there. So I don't know what you did or did not do. And the problem is last time, yeah, nobody helped you with this whole doggone Internal Revenue Code, this tissue paper thin pile of gobbledygook that these accountants and CPAs pretend to know, but they don't know how to handle. Okay?
Right.
So you made a lot of mistakes. So that last time is a whole different ball game. It has nothing to do from now on what you got with Freedom Law School. Okay? From Freedom Law School, we set up straight, correctly from the get-go and back you up so you won't have any of these issues.
Okay. So like I said, I guess I should maybe later I can when I get involved with this get advice about putting something in a trust or an LLC. I don't think I heard from you guys. I made a mistake. I think I just ran into it on the internet. It's called the normal tax immunity, and they said put it in a New Mexico. Put it in a New Mexico LLC.
No, they did a very good job. They do a very good job. LLCs are, for most people, I think that's the best way to go, better than trusts.
Better than trusts. Yeah, that's what they mentioned too. Yeah.
Yeah.
The trust is more vulnerable.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no, I think LLCs are provide you more privacy and they're easier to operate.
Right.
You know, with trust, you have a trustee and a beneficiary. Too often I talk to people and say, let's see. So who is the trustee? Oh, these two guys, my friends. Okay. Who's the beneficiary? I don't know. Oh, so nobody owns it?
Yeah.
Okay. Says, and I'm the manager. And I can fire the trustees. I can change them. Well, let's see. That means that nobody owns it as officially as a beneficiary. And the trustees are really the manager under trustee. But really you as manager is above the trustee. You can fire them. So it's still you. Somebody sold you a trust and didn't tell you how it should be run correctly. Trusts are very often easily not operated correctly. LLCs are much easier to manage and give you more privacy. So that's why, yes, I think New Mexico and Wyoming LLCs are the most private LLCs out there too. And normal tax immunity does a very good job of providing you all that and then some.
Okay.
Okay? Any other questions?
I'll keep it in touch. No, I'm good. I'm going to keep in touch with you guys. And thank you for all your work. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I knew about you guys years ago. And are you still doing that stuff that you gave out? I don't know. It's probably 15, 20 years ago when I didn't remember where I was. You guys were giving out videos. I think one of them was it the one with Russo's Freedom of Fascism, I think?
Yes,
maybe
I have
a bunch of my own.
Yeah, you want those? I got a bunch. Because nowadays it's all streaming online for free on our YouTube channel. You got Aaron Russo's America.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of DVDs sitting there. Nobody watches DVDs anymore of these. It's all streaming nowadays. Yes.
I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the biggest things that enlightened me on all this was I actually met Griffiths, and the creature from Jekyll Island. I met him in Cancun years and years and years ago. And he kind of, that was Federal Reserve. That's a little different, but he got me going on the taxes.
That was the Global Prosperity. You saw them with Global? Was that you saw them with Global Prosperity? Ed Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you paid how much? $6,000 to get to Global Prosperity, right? To go to Cancun?
No, I didn't pay anything for that. It was a kind of a separate venue that he was just speaking at about something else, and so that was different.
Okay,
sir, I'll let you go.
Right.
I'll definitely keep touch, and I thank you for all your – I was going to say for your service. It really is. I was in a Navy or military service, but you're providing great service. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Folks, I came from Iran in 1977 at age 14. I thought I came to the land of the free, home of the brave. I thought in America you can, you know, just keep your agreements, do not violate others' rights, and you can do what you want, like it's supposed to be. Not like Iran, you have dictatorship, and you have America right to free speech. You can criticize the government all you want. You know, you can carry guns. You say what you want to say in writing. You have jury trial and so much more. Wow, that we don't have back in Iran. Then I found Americans are just giving it all away. Let the government just enslave them. Like the, you know, the Gulliver in Ireland, just with rules and regulations. The Gulliver is the American people. American people are going to wake up, take back your country that stole it from you, okay? And I'm here to help any way I can. Okay, do you have any more callers before I go to comments on YouTube, guys? Okay, we have two callers. America 970-319, and the other one is 690. Let's take the call from area code 970-319 first. Hi, what's your first name? I heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, this is Brad. I'm here in Nevada, and I've heard of you for over 25 years, but I've called in before. I've talked to Erwin Schiff. I dealt with him. I knew him. Aaron Russo. I even talked with a guy named Jeffrey Dickstein. Do you know whatever happened to him? Do you remember him, attorney out of California?
Yeah, he gave up his bar license and now lives in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was running through Nevada a long time ago and did a radio show. I talked to him on the radio. But this is what I'm, these congressmen and, see, I know this because I lived in Colorado. I was living in Rifle, Colorado. And I don't know if you know her, Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman.
Yes, of
and,
course.
Yeah, okay. And there was a restaurant she owned there called Shooter's Grill. It used to be called the Base Camp, and she bought it out. But I must have eaten in that restaurant over a 15-year period about 400 times, you know. So anyway, she bought it out. Yeah. And she used to put the Constitution in the window. And she used to wear a Glock around her waist on a belt, you know, 9mm, and all the rest of the employees there would have a, you know, either a gun on their belt or something like that in support of the Second Amendment and First Amendment. And she was a big promoter of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found, I got on her website the other day, and I found kind of disturbing is that she considered income taxes a necessary evil, which means that it's expansive. Our laws are expansive. You know, she doesn't have a clue to what she's talking about. And when she says a comment like that.
She just doesn't know.
And
is she a congresswoman?
Yeah, Congresswoman Republican just got elected couple of years ago out of Colorado.
So,
you see her?
So educate her. Tell her about Freedom Law School. By the way, I want her to speak at our freedom rallies at the Let's Go Bandit. Can you have her come to the Let's Go Bandit rally? I'll make room for her to talk. But I don't know. I'm not a constituent of her. You are.
What I'm saying is when you get them to approach the 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code, especially when Section 7701 defines the United States as a District of Columbia, they start
as
running deaf on you.
They run away from you.
Okay.
And I the other day and I was on
the other day I was on
I was on
I was on
Ted Nugent was running a show.
Ted Nugent was running
a
show. You know, the rock star.
Bad. I apologize for interrupting. But the caller with the question, they need my help. If you want to talk, let me take this guy's question first. Then come
okay,
to you.
Otherwise, yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
go
yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Let's go to call for miracle 690 first, because I'm trying. 970-690. Yes, sir. Caller, what is your first name? How you heard about Freedom Lost Land? Your question, please. Are you there, caller? From miracle 970-690 prefix, you are live with Freedom Law School. Okay, he's not there, guys. Anybody else with a question right now we have? Yeah, he's just not listening. We got. That's it. Any questions online I should address before I get back? No question online to address? Okay. All right. Very good. So, all right. Well, let's get back to Brad. So, Brad, what is your question, my friend? Listen, I got to tell you this, guys. I'm going to be going to Orlando tomorrow afternoon. I got a lot of work to do still before I go, unfortunately, for the Let's Go Bandon rally, all this stuff. So that this weekend working looks like at CPAC or this other event out there like it. So let's get your questions and your commentary. Leave it brief, my friend, so I can get some sleep to be ready and refreshed. I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. So let's get back to you, Brad. What else did you want to say, my friend, or ask about? Brad, Erico 970.
He dropped off.
Okay. So we have no more questions? Okay. Very good. Well, guys. You know, John Adams, we may be shadow banned. I don't know. And we certainly would appreciate any help you can give us and to see what's going on, what we could do about it. We definitely, John Adams, would appreciate any assistance and give us whatever assistance you got. We would sincerely appreciate you doing that, John. Okay. Now, Daniel says, what happened to Joe, ex-IRS agent, that he quit the IRS? Joe Barrister, he's an accountant out there just doing some accounting work. You know, he's always been a... Joe Bannister is always a shy, kind of a quiet kind of a guy. So talking to him for, he doesn't return calls very much, unfortunately. So if I get a chance, I should call him, see what's up with him. Maybe he'll, he doesn't travel fly either because of the mask mandates. When I get on a plane, I put the mask on before I enter a plane. And the security asks me, I'll put it on, then I take it off. When it's up down to security, if they ask me. Before you get in the plane, put it on. Get in the plane in the hallway, take it off. Before or get in the plane, put it back on. Sit down, take it off. When the stewardesses go back and forth, I put it on. When the plane goes on the runway, the stewardess is sitting down, I take it off. During the flight, I keep it off most of the time. Okay? And then once the landing, definitely off. The stewardess is sitting down, leave the plane anyhow. Plus, I get a mask from unmask.com that you can breathe through the mask. The breathable mask, unmask.com is it. So I do that. But some people like Joe, they just don't travel by air because of the whole mask nonsense. So Freedom Mask is more practical oriented, folks, okay, to make things work. I refuse to not fly at all because of that, at least domestically. So hope that helps you with little tips also on Freedom. Okay, no more questions out there. Thank you for all your love. Remember, folks, if you've not started with the videos on the front page of our website, this is where you need to start. Many people say, oh, people want to watch the videos, but not the ones that matter the most. The ones at the front. Start here. Click on this 10-minute video. Watch this first. It automatically puts you on a playlist, this short playlist of these short videos, if we just keep it going. And this short playlist, as you see here, has is made up of six videos, six very short videos. So you watch these very six short videos, and most of these very short videos have a full presentation on the description of the video, as you see listed there, okay? So you could watch the longer, more detailed video right in a link provided here. That's what you want to click on and educate yourself. Once you get past that, then what you want to do is this. Go on our front page and under Education Materials tab, okay? Here we go, under, here we go, Education Materials tab. Go to Dangers of Filing Income Tax Returns. Watch, read and watch videos on this page. Here it is, okay? This is the page you want to be next, okay? Then after this page, you want to go, and you will love on the Education Materials, the IRS is mostly bluff. Oh, that's my favorite page. IRS is really bluff. Okay, read and watch the videos on this stage. Then after all this study, you go under, you can go under Education Materials, watch or read these other pages here, or go to petitions on the top right, read the petitions that have everything in writing for you. Either way, folks, you are meant to live a free life. What led you here, not an accident. You chose to live a free life. That's why you're watching this program. For I cannot make you free. You have to choose freedom. Educate yourself on our website at livefreedom.org. Become part of the plan to restore America with a Royal Freedom Package and tell others about it. Duplicate. And pretty soon, America will be a free country once again. Thank you for watching.